Welcome everybody, Shir number 1345. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Deiv Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Refuah Shleim Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana L'Refuah Shleim Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so we started talking about, at least we the introduction in reference to how Ma'abed applies to foods. We started off with, of course, that min haTorah ma'abed ein ma'abed ba'oichlin. There's no the melacha ma'abed would not apply to foods min haTorah, but midrabbanan. There were various different gezeiros made in conjunction with food because of various different reasons, which we're going to talk about now as we start to see in the Shulchan Aruch. There's some various different reasons from various different rishonim and how it works. Okay, so we mentioned last time, we said the simen in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, which talks about this type of these various different gezeiros in reference to Ma'abed, is Shin Chaf Aleph. And Shin Chaf Aleph, we mentioned that there's various different extremely important halachas brought down in conjunction with food. You have Teichen, Lush, and so on, grinding, kneading, various different halachas. And this would Ibud, when it comes to a Ma'abed, when it comes to the gezeres of this melacha, what you could pickle, if you could make salt water, how much you could pickle, could you salt certain foods, and what's, I'm saying pickling, because one of the problems is it looks like pickling, which we're going to see, putting salt on various different foods and making salt water, these different type of questions which come up on Shabbos in conjunction with Ma'abed, are found in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. So tells us the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel. It starts off just to start off the subject, and of course we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, various different ins and outs, practical applications as we move down the line. So he says like this, Mechaber Sif Gimel, Osur Lim Loya Chatichas Tzenoin, one is not allowed to salt radishes, right, pieces of radish. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says further, Arba'i Chamesh, how many pieces? How many pieces? Again, we'll see how many. He says Arba'i Chamesh, four or five. Okay, four or five, Arba'i Chamesh, Biyachad. When they are together, not just four or five, but when they're together, Arba'i Chamesh, Biyachad. Why? What's the reason? And we're going to see different, various different vegetables, how it applies, and what about less pieces, and so on. Okay, obviously, we're going to see all these questions will come up. Let's first establish what's the reason. Why can't I salt a plate of radishes where I have four, five, six radishes on the plate? What's the problem? It looks like pickling. It looks like somebody's pickling, preserving. And this is how the pickling process, preserving process is done. We're going to see. So what's wrong with that? Vakoyvesh, he says, interesting. Vakoyvesh is also mimnesha hu kimavashal, because of the fact that it's also very similar to cooking. Okay, so we're establishing right now problem number one, that this pickling action, it's actually kovish kavashim, it's a pickling process. And this pickling process, it looks like it's not actually cooking, but it's very similar to cooking. So we're going to see, there's another reason also the Mishnah Berurah brings down, which we'll get to. This is actually the reason, Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is the reason of the Rambam. And then there's also Rashi, which the Mechaber doesn't bring down over here, but he brings down also the Mishnah Berurah does Rashi that Shalidei HaMelech Miskashim, the salt actually hardens up the items, which is, right, it's part of the preserving process, and v'dame l'ma'abed, and it's very similar to the malacha of ma'abed. So you see over here two different things. L'fida Rambam, again, the Mechaber brings down the Rambam shita, but l'fida Rambam, it looks very similar to cooking and this pickling process, and the according to Rashi, brings down the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Tes Vav, that is very similar, since it's a hardening up process, like a preserving type of a process. Vav Etikin, it's a fixing up type of a thing. It's very similar to the Malacha of Ma'abed, tanning, preserving, and so on, and these various different type of things. Okay, so be it as it may, that is, so that's basically the reasons behind it. Okay, so is there something, so that's what one can't do. Now, what one could do, brings down the Mechabi, goes further, he says, finishes off, so what should one do? You could sort of like dip it in. You have a plate of salt, right? You have a salt dish or whatever the case is. Each one, you want to eat a radish and you want to have it salted, so just dip it into the salt itself. And we'll see, you know, putting a little salt on it or dipping it in, we'll see how that works. But the Mechab is right now step number one, dipping it into the salt, and then you go ahead and eat it. As opposed to you have a plate of 4, 5, 6, whatever radishes on the plate, and I go ahead and salt that. Don't do that, but rather dip it into the salt dish and then you go ahead and eat it. Okay. And again, we'll see the ins and outs as we go down the road, but tells us the Mechab further, Aval Beitzim Mutter L'molchem. What about eggs, right? I want to put salt in my eggs. Is that a problem? So he said, no. So the Mechab says, no problem. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aval Beitzim, but as far as eggs go, Mutter L'molchem, that you could salt, that is perfectly fine. So what's the reason for that? What's the difference between the eggs and the radishes, right? We see straight up, okay, we're not talking about dipping it in now, but as far as I have a plate of eggs or I have a plate of radishes, so a plate of a bunch of radishes that I can't salt, but what about the eggs I could salt? What's the difference? So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches, which is skipping in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get to the other ones upcoming Shiurim, but just to see what it's all about. Because when it comes to eggs, this is not the way, people don't pickle eggs. It's not part of the process. And the fact that a person puts salt on the eggs, it doesn't really help any. It doesn't really help too much. It's not really the derech that, you know, people don't pickle eggs. You pickle vegetables and these various different type of things. Cucumbers or whatever, these type of things are pickled, but eggs in general are not pickled. It's not the derech to do, so therefore there's no gezerah on the eggs. So it tells us the Mechaber, you want to salt your eggs, that is okay. Okay, so interesting, just to have a practical application over here, besides you have the plate of radishes, but brings down to Dirsha, brings down in ice number 28, what about potatoes, right? I have some cooked potatoes on my plate. Could I put salt on there? Is that a problem with putting salt on my cooked potatoes? He brings down also an avocado. What about my avocado? I want to put a little salt in my avocado, so he brings down in ice 28, does the Dirsha, v'chein malichas tapuche adoma, Mevushalim, I have my cooked potatoes, right? Avocado, he says, Das are going Rav Nissen Karelitz. He brings from Rav Nissen Karelitz, Shadina Kimalichas Beitzim, that it would fall in the category of salting eggs, which would be muksa, right? Which would be mutter, I'm sorry. As we understand, we set up the categories. So you have the categories of the radishes, which is usser, if you're salting it on a plate. And then you have the category of eggs, which is mutter, if you're salting it on a plate. And these cooked potatoes, brings avocado would fall into the category of salting eggs, which would be mutter. So it's an interesting point to keep in mind. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tov.